Do you enjoy going to museums? What kind of museums do you like? Art, natural history, science, or maybe motorcycle museums are more your thing? They're all interesting and rewarding to visit, and in Moreton Bay, we are exceptionally lucky to have a number of excellent museums. Our local museums are about us. They give us the opportunity to take a trip into our parents' and grandparents' lives. The things we see in our local museums are items that have been used or made by people in their daily lives right here. Someone said that museums were like being in a movie, stepping from your own life into another world that actually existed. As you might have guessed, it's all about museums today. Good morning to Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society.
Hi, Debbie and listeners.
Donna, where are you taking us today?
Today I wanted to tell you about our museum and historical society, our origins and what you see when visiting our museum. Our historical society has been incorporated for 27 years and we've been running our museum for 16 years. Our collection in the museum is based on the original settlement of Durandurra, later known as Yatesville, and then Woodford. So the origins of everything in our museum is from our local area. We wholly rely on donations from the public to fill our museum. The donations are wide and varied, from a recent donation of a petrified lizard found in the wall and the owner said it had been there for over 30 years, to a beautiful sulky once owned by local Bruce Britton, to locals' wedding dresses, the oldest being 125 years old, along with photos of the actual wedding days. Every item has a story, and we're happy to share those stories with you if you choose with a walk around with us when you visit. There is a lot of information in the history books, but what isn't there are the personal stories of certain items that were relayed to us by the person donating. For example, how did we get the telegram from retiring British Prime Minister Winston Churchill sent to the local council gang?
Wow, that's really exciting, Donna. Let's listen to a song and then we'll be back with more after the break. Here we are, back with Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society talking about the museum. Over to you, Donna.
Thank you, Debbie. The centre of our display is the Mick and Val Draper miniature buildings, replicas of buildings that were or still grace in our streets. In Mick's retirement, he set about building them with the help of his wife, Val. On Mick's passing, Val donated them to the museum. Over time, a member from the Woodford Community Art Group, who we share our space with, has filled the buildings with miniature furniture and people, setting the scene for what the building represents. Young and old visitors are thrilled with what they find in the buildings. As a historical society, a lot of people come to us when they are researching their family history. One of the great assets we have, which helps with the research, is the school enrolments for all the schools that were in the area. There were over 20 of them. Only last week, we were able to help a lady looking for her parents that had enrolled at the Dumonga Provisional School at Mount Mee. We also offer the museum as a meeting place for reunions. Each year, we host the Villeneuve Newham reunion in August, the Eaton family reunion every October, and in September this year, we're hosting the 30-year anniversary of the closure of the Woodford Cheese Factory. We get many visitors that are on bus trips and we have space where they can set up and have their morning tea or lunch, then enjoy a leisurely stroll around the museum. We offer talks on the history of the area as well. The Historical Society man the front desk on Tuesdays and Fridays. However, we can meet the requirements of visitors and will open up on what day suits them. We get multiple comments from visitors saying our museum looks very professional for a small town museum, which we're very proud of as our volunteers put a lot of work and effort into the displays. We look forward to listeners popping in for a visit one day. You won't be disappointed.
Woodford is a beautiful little country town to visit and slowly developing quite an arty vibe. Do yourself a favour, take a trip to the country, enjoy some great little street cafes and pop into the Woodford Museum. And, as Donna said, you won't be disappointed. Donna Grigor, keeping our community connected. Listen again on 101.5fm.com.au.